So when people think that we are wrong, but we know that we are not wrong, but just because they are thinking that we are wrong, we feel irritated.
Mm-hmm.
How do we deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, generally, the easiest way to make ourselves miserable is to try to please everyone. We just cannot do that. Some people will be able to please and satisfy. Some people will not be able to please so much. Some people are going to be dissatisfied with us. We are finite human beings and we cannot do everything that people want us to do. So, to try to become a people pleaser in general is to sentence ourselves to misery. So, we need to have certain principles according to which we live. Of course, one principle is also that we don't unnecessarily agitate people. We don't unnecessarily trouble people. But if we are living according to certain principles and that causes people to be displeased with us, then we have to neglect that. Maybe we can try to explain to them why we do certain things, what our principles are, what the reasoning for those principles is. But if they don't accept it, then we don't have to make their problem into our problem. Sometimes some people may start speaking some negative things about us. Oh, he's like this, she's like that. And that may trouble us for some time. But you know, if we are living a proper life, you know, if we are well-behaved, we're kind, we're helpful, whatever way, then others are not going to believe that one person for so long. And then eventually our actions will speak louder than their words. So that's why giving too much importance to other people's opinion about us, that can make us actually a prisoner to their opinions. That means everything I do, I think, okay, what will this person think of me? And I shape my whole behavior according to that. That is not very healthy. So, now, that's a broad principle. Specifically, if we find that somebody is thinking that we are wrong, there are broadly three things which we can do. First is we directly clarify to them. Tell them, you're thinking like this, but the reality is like this. Now, if that person is reasonable, they'll be able to accept it. Second is, you know, we try to tell someone who is a mutual friend. They're not ready to hear from us because they are quite judgmental. But then we tell a mutual friend, and that way we try to tell that person to clarify. And if that doesn't help, we just have to ignore again. So clarify oneself, clarify through others, or ignore. You know, there's also, while clarifying with others, we can also counter. This person is saying this, but it's like this. But beyond that, we don't worry too much about other people's opinions about us. Because we cannot satisfy everyone. And sometimes some people have misconceptions, and if we just try to rationally present to them what the reality is, they'll accept it. In many cases, there's a saying that good fences make good neighbors. Good fences make good neighbors. That means, you know, if people also understand that this is an area of my life that I'm not going to change. This is the way I am and this is the way I'm going to live. Once people understand that, you know, they understand this is beyond my territory, then they will also accept it, and they will accept us for what we are. And in other areas we can discuss and we can develop a relationship also. So sometimes if something is important for us and people are misjudging us for that, then we just have to make it clear that this is a fence. You know, I'm not going to change this, whatever you think about it. And then people also have many more things to do in their life. How long can they just keep criticizing us, speaking negatively about us? It is said that we wouldn't worry so much about what people thought about us if we knew how little they thought about us. How little they thought about us means that everybody has their own issues in life. It's not that they are constantly thinking about us and thinking negative about us or what I am doing, why. If we turn it around, now how often do we think about other people? We do think about them, but we have our own life to live. So that's why we don't have to worry too much about others.
Yeah, as you said, that's right, I agree with Rujit.